You're with Morning Ireland at 12 minutes past seven now, and there's alarm and panic in the Democrat Party after a shaky, halting debate performance from President Joe Biden in the first presidential encounter of this campaign with Donald Trump. There were insults, there were policy questions, there was that stumbling performance from Joe Biden and wild assertions and false statements from Donald Trump. It was the first ever televised debate between a former and a sitting president. It was live on CNN over 90 minutes and without a studio audience. Here's a flavour of what transpired.
What I'm going to do is fix the tax system. For example, we have 1,000 trillionaires in America. Billionaires in America. And what's happening? They're in a situation where they, in fact, pay 8.2% in taxes. If they just paid 24%, 25%, either one of those numbers, they'd raise $500 billion, in a 10-year period. We'd be able to wipe out his debt. We'd be able to help make sure that all those things we need to do, child care, elder care, making sure that we continue to strengthen our health care system, making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Thank you, President.
I wasn't really going to run until I saw the horrible job he did. He's destroying our country.
There is no evidence of that at all. And I tell you what, I doubt whether you'll accept it because you're such a whiner. The idea, if you lose again, you accepting anything, you can't stand the loss. Something snapped in you when you lost the last time. The crimes that you are still charged with. And think of all the civil penalties you have. How many billions of dollars do you owe in civil penalties for molesting a woman in public, for doing a whole range of things, of having sex with a porn star on the night while your wife was pregnant? I mean, what are you talking about? You have the morals of an alley cat.
Give me a minute, sir.
I didn't have sex with a porn star.
I'm the guy that organized the world against Iran when they had a full-blown intercontinental ballistic missile attack on Israel. No one was hurt. No one Israeli was accidentally killed, and it just stopped. We saved Israel. We are the biggest producer of support for Israel of anyone in the world. And so there are two different things. Hamas cannot be allowed to be continued. We continue to send our experts and our intelligence people as to how they can get Hamas.
A small flavour of the debate across the 90 minutes there. Our global security reporter Yvonne Murray was watching the debate for us. She first gave me her overview of the performances of the two men.
Well, look, I think it went very badly for President Joe Biden. This was his moment to show he had the energy, the vitality to lead the country for four more years, and he just did not deliver. It started badly. He walked stiffly onto the stage. He cleared his throat and before he spoke, and then when he spoke, his voice was hoarse. And then you have this contrast of former President Trump. He strode onto the stage much more confidently. He spoke much more fluently. There was no handshake between the two men. The animosity between them was clearly palpable. And then as they tried to answer the questions, issues of concern for American voters, you know, price of essential items, migration, abortion, all of these things, Trump did manage to speak more confidently and therefore appear a little more presidential is really what it comes down to. And I think Biden, who knew going into that debate that there were serious concerns about his age, failed to allay those concerns.
The debate did range widely over a number of issues from the US economy to immigration, the war in Ukraine, the role of NATO, abortion. But was Biden's best line, best one-liner of the night, and we heard it in the clip where he said to Donald Trump, "You have the morals of an alley cat."
I think it was clearly a pre-prepared line. And this was a moment where Biden did manage to land something of a blow. But then there was this immediate comeback from Donald Trump. He immediately said, I didn't have sex with a porn star, deflating what should have been President Biden's strongest line. Because this is something that a lot of voters in America are concerned about, the morals of former President Trump, the fact that he is a convicted felon. Conservative Americans who would traditionally vote Republican don't like this aspect. They struggle with that. But nevertheless, I think this was an opportunity for Donald Trump to once again brush that aside. He turned it then against President Biden himself, talking about Hunter Biden, President Biden's son, and his recent conviction. And again, this was a moment where President Biden failed to come back and win that point.
Did President Biden land a strong performance on the whole question of abortion and Roe v. Wade, which was a very important issue for them in the midterms?
And it's a very important issue for his Democratic base, isn't it? I mean, this is the one thing that Democrats feel very strongly about. This is why they want to see somebody like President Biden back in office, because they were so shocked by the overturning of Roe versus Wade under President Trump. This was low-hanging fruit for President Biden. And again, he was stumbly. He hesitated. It was not a moment where Americans could listen to that and think, yes, this is the man who will bring back the reproductive rights that we have lost under President Trump. Yes, that was a moment that he should have been able to land, and he didn't.
And he should have been able to land, too, on the whole question of healthcare and Medicare. And he seemed to get lost in the weeds on that one.
This was really quite early on in the debate. And I think at this stage, it was really clear that it was not going very well. As we heard in the clip there, he got a little bit confused with COVID, with Medicare. And he ended his rather rambly sentence by saying, we finally beat Medicare, which is not what he really wanted to say. But President Trump, former President Trump, immediately jumped on that. He said he's right. He did beat Medicaid, beat it to death, and he's destroying Medicare. And again, a moment that should have been very strong for President Biden, but it was taken away from him by former President Trump and weaponized against him. Mm.
They clashed as well over foreign policy. Just take from me what they said around the war in Ukraine and in Gaza.
He was much stronger. President Biden was much stronger on Ukraine. He made his point about Putin not stopping at Ukraine. He said he'd move on to Poland, onto Hungary, onto other European countries. If the US doesn't stand alongside NATO allies, you could see Trump shaking his head through these moments that President Biden was talking about foreign policy. But he was much less coherent on Israel, Hamas and Iran. And we heard him talk about that moment of the bombing of the Iranian consulate in Syria. And again, he got quite mixed up in that. He got into the weeds. And I think there was a fair amount of Americans who were switching off at that point. It just wasn't clear. And again, on points like that, on foreign policy, Joe Biden should have been a lot stronger. But it didn't come across that way.
So what happens from here? Already this morning, there's talk of panic and alarm in the Democrat Party. The Vice President said slow start but strong finish, but that doesn't seem to be the general view.
There's some truth in that. He certainly warmed up as the evening went on. But to be honest, these debates are won and lost in the first few minutes. And I think because it was not a strong start, that really did not bode well for President Biden. And I think there certainly is panic in the Democratic Party this morning. This was their moment to show that their man is fit to lead the country for another 4 years, even at the age of 81. But it was clear from his performance tonight that perhaps he isn't as fit as they made him out to be. Trump used that to his advantage. And I think for the Democrats now, they have some serious thinking to do about whether they keep Joe Biden as their presidential candidate. It's a long time until November, though, Mary. I think that's the thing to understand. And of course, this is one debate. There will be another later in the year. Things could change, but at the moment, this has not been a good performance for Joe Biden and the Democratic Party.
And that was our global security reporter, Yvonne Murray. And we'll have further analysis of the debate and the fallout later on here on Morning Ireland. 21 minutes past seven.
Morning Ireland, it's 13 minutes past eight, and in the US election campaign, last night saw the first big TV debate between President Biden and former President Donald Trump. Here's a flavour of the 90-minute Georgia showdown.
I wasn't really going to run until I saw the horrible job he did. He's destroying our country.
There is no evidence of that at all. And I tell you what, I doubt whether you'll accept it because you're such a whiner. The idea, if you lose again, you accepting anything, you can't stand the loss. Something snapped in you when you lost the last time.
Well, I took two tests, cognitive tests. I aced them, both of them, as you know. We made it public. He took none. I'd like to see him take one, just one, a real easy one. And, you know, we knock on wood, wherever we may have wood, that I'm in very good health. I just won two club championships, not even senior, two regular club championships. To do that, you have to be quite smart. And you have to be able to hit the ball a long way. And I do it. He doesn't do it. He can't hit a ball 50 yards. He challenged me to a golf match. He can't hit a ball 50 yards.
What I'm going to do is fix the tax system. For example, we have 1,000 trillionaires in America. Billionaires in America. And what's happening? They're in a situation where they, in fact, pay 8.2% in taxes. If they just paid 24%, 25%, either one of those numbers, they'd raise $500 million, billion dollars, I should say, in a 10-year period. We'd be able to wipe out his debt. We'd be able to help make sure that all those things we need to do, child care, elder care, making sure that we continue to strengthen our health care system, making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with the dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Thank you, President Biden.
The crimes that you are still charged with, and think of all the civil penalties you have. How many billions of dollars do you owe in civil penalties for molesting a woman in public, for doing a whole range of things, of having sex with a porn star on the night while your wife was pregnant? I mean, what are you talking about? You have the morals of an alley cat.
Give me a minute, sir.
I didn't have sex with a porn star.
So there has been plenty of reaction from both sides to that debate. Republican Senator Marco Rubio criticized President Biden's performance.
Look, I don't take glee in it in saying this, but clearly the president struggled tonight. And I do worry about the impact that has in Beijing, in Tehran, in places where Moscow, where adversaries see that and perhaps feel emboldened to be more adventurous in their attitudes towards the United States because they feel our president is somehow struggling. And that's not a good thing for our country. And I think that was painfully obvious tonight.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio, while Vice President Democrat Kamala Harris argued that President Biden had a strong finish after a slow start.
What do you say to those voters who watched tonight and weren't sure that he is mentally fit?
He did not get off to a strong start in that debate, but he had a strong finish. And, you know, there was a slow start, but a strong finish. And the bottom line is this. Let us not decide the outcome of who's going to be president of the United States based on a 90-minute debate. Let's measure that decision against the last 3.5 years.
However, Joe Biden's biographer, Evan Osnos, said the president was a diminished man.
You know, I don't think there's any other way to put it. This was clearly a person who was diminished from where he was on the debate stage 4 years ago. I think for a lot of Americans who don't follow politics closely, they saw that and they were shocked.
Larry Donnelly, the law lecturer at the University of Galway and columnist with the journal.ie, is on the line. Larry, President Biden needed to reassure Americans that he's up to beating Donald Trump and serving another 4 years. But the real question after that debate, is he even fit to be president today?
I'm afraid that is an open question right now, Anya. I have to be blunt. Last night's debate really was terrible and embarrassing for America. And it crystallized the doubt that I hear so often from people who say, are these two men the best that the United States has to offer? Donald Trump lied more than 30 times. He was full of his usual bluster. But as you say, Joe Biden had one task last night, and that was to seek to reassure the overwhelming majority of Americans who have doubts about his age and capacity. And I'm afraid by any objective measure, he failed miserably in that task. He clearly wasn't up to it. I know that he may have had a cold, but he struggled every step of the way. It was deeply, deeply disconcerting. And indeed, that is why many congressional Democrats, many Democratic operatives are having increasingly public conversations that the time has come for the president to step aside and for there to be an open convention with someone else there to take on Donald Trump in November.
How would that happen? Because there had been talk of this earlier in the campaign. You'd been writing about this previously, but Biden made it pretty clear he wants to be the nominee and that talk had faded. So how would it happen that his candidacy could be set aside?
Well, here's the thing, Anya. I mean, it's still a long shot. Joe Biden, by all accounts, is determined to hang on. And we see that his hardcore supporters, we heard Kamala Harris there, that they appear to want to get past this, that they think the debate is early enough that it will be forgotten, that they can refocus things, and Biden will be just fine. I happen to disagree with that point of view. How would it happen? It would happen that they would have to persuade Joe Biden that he needs to step aside. Perhaps the strongest argument in that regard would be that his legacy could turn out to be the return of Donald Trump to the White House. Now, how it would happen would be that he would step aside, and the delegates that he has earned by virtue of his performance in the primaries would effectively be freed up, and we would have what's called a brokered convention in August in Chicago. And in between now and then, potential candidates would come forward and seek to earn the votes of those delegates on the convention floor in Chicago in August. It would be a very unusual, and I still think it's an unlikely scenario, but that's how it would unfold.
And who would a potential alternative candidate be? Because Kamala Harris hasn't made a huge impression, has she, in her time as vice president. Would it be her, or would it be someone like Gavin Newsom or Gretchen Whitmer?
Yes, I don't think it would be Kamala Harris. Again, her unfavorables are even worse than Joe Biden, and she really hasn't excited much passion or support within the Democratic Party faithful. My sense is that it would be a fight between Gavin Newsom and Gretchen Whitmer. In my own view, Gretchen Whitmer would be a much stronger candidate than Gavin Newsom. I don't say that out of any disrespect to Gavin Newsom, but he is the governor of California, and that is a decidedly two-edged sword in the United States when so much of America, including middle America, regard California as something of a failed state. Gretchen Whitmer is from Michigan. It is a battleground state. She has wide appeal. Now, again, all of this is still extremely hypothetical. I'm still not anywhere near convinced that that's what's going to happen. But in my view, Whitmer would be the strongest potential alternative to Joe Biden.
But if Joe Biden stays as the Democrat nominee, well, Republicans are very happy, aren't they? They feel that despite the fact that President Trump is now a convicted felon, there had been some hit in the polls, he's still leading enough. And after last night's debate, he'll be leading even more.
I think that's true. And I think it's important to say, Anya, that Donald Trump didn't have a very good night objectively either. I thought that, you know, again, he lied. I thought his personality was distinctly unattractive. I thought some of his attacks were quite nasty, though not as bad as 2020. But he did what he had to do in order to keep the support level that he has, whereas Joe Biden, if anything, lost support. And indeed, the early exit polling, informal as it may be, suggests that Joe Biden might have lost some support. So again, Biden's performance, I know there's a long way to go between now and November, but already the Trump team has an attack ad, which simply is all of Biden's weak moments from last night. And I think that that's very powerful and very damning of Joe Biden. So recovering from this is going to take a considerable amount of work. And again, it won't be from a position of strength. It is only going to be from a position that Donald Trump is worse or even worse than an enfeebled Joe Biden. And the real problem here, Anya, is Democrats knew this. They knew that they had a major problem, but they effectively allowed the Biden team to fend off all criticism and all attacks and all potential challenges, and they aided and abetted them in doing so. And if it happens that Biden remains the nominee and is beaten by Donald Trump, there's going to be an awful lot of finger pointing and blame to go around within the Democratic Party.
Larry Donnelly, law lecturer at the University of Galway and columnist with thejournal.ie. Thank you. 23 minutes past eight.